you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back like the Backstreet Boys, but we are clearly men. How's it going over there, Trey?
It's going good, Bendy. What's up?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. So today we're just going to kick off. We got the news from around the league. Let's push it over to Trey for the headline huddle.
It's the headline huddle.
All right. So first thing, the NFL notified the Miami Dolphins on Tuesday that the team would be stripped of its 2023 first round pick, among other disciplinary measures, for violating league policies relating to the integrity of the game. Says following a 6-month investigation, the league found the Dolphins, primarily team owner Stephen Ross and vice chairman Bruce Beal, violated the anti-tampering policy on 3 occasions from 19 to 22 in conversations with quarterback Tom Brady and the agent for Sean Payton. They also will forfeit their 2024 third round selection.
Ouch, insane. Bro. All that, and they don't walk away with Tom Brady. They don't walk away with Sean Payton, at least not yet.
And I'm sure there's even more to come out with the coach saying that they was going to pay him to take losses and all that stuff. I guarantee you there's more stuff that they still haven't uncovered.
Well, speaking of that, I have a theory on that. So I'm thinking like possibly they found out that could be true. But of course, the NFL doesn't want to put that out. They don't want to make it look like there actually are games that are owners that do things like that. You know what I mean? So they would probably keep that on the hush hush. Maybe that $1.5 million fine is the max. Possibly they got the max because of something like that, but you know, that's a PR nightmare, so they're just keeping that out of it. That's my thought on that.
Well, and here's the thing is, like, you know, if you're, say, you're 1-9, you know, at that point you want to lose games because it's only beneficial, you know what I mean? And that's like, it's kind of a conundrum in the NFL. like, well, and you know, winning does bring your team together and camaraderize everybody to get ready, you know, and get prepared to be better and all that stuff. But losing gets you draft picks to get a better team at that point.
I mean, absolutely, absolutely. But can you imagine being on a team and they're trying to lose, bro? I don't care if I'm the Jets or the Jags, bro. I'm going hard. You know what I mean?
I think no players are trying to lose. The players don't care. They want to look good themselves. It's the team, it's the coaches and stuff like that that are trying to, you know, whatever. But I don't think everyone does that, but I'm sure it's thought about consistently every year.
Yeah, like, oh, if I lose this game, I get the third draft pick or the fourth draft pick. We're going to go ahead and go for it on fourth down.
You're right. We're popping champagne either way, baby. Exactly. Either way.
Exactly. And those picks turn into people, turn into stars, and, you know, can possibly turn their franchise around. So, I mean, it makes sense. I'm not for none of that. I don't want to even think that that's a possibility in the NFL. You know, I'm sure we've all thought about it. Like, what if you found out the NFL was like the WWE or whatever, and like it was all fixed and stuff like that? Wouldn't that just break your heart, bro?
Oh, I'd be devastated, bro. Devastated.
Exactly. Like, oh, that would hurt my soul. Oof. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, after all that is said and done, they didn't walk away with Tom, and they didn't walk away with Sean Payton. So it was all for nothing, really.
Right.
Oh, also, if you read in the report, they said that Tom Brady was talking to the Dolphins when he was still a Patriot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's insane. So Tom's been thinking about moving to Miami for a while, apparently.
And then he went to Tampa just to get a little closer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just slowly edge his way over there, right? Well, you know, he does, and he owns a house in Miami also.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm sure they have had meetings there.
Meetings there. No, seriously. Speaking of Tom Brady, at the date of this recording, it is his 45th birthday. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. Happy birthday. Don't roll your
happy
eyes
birthday,
at me.
Happy birthday, TB12.
That's right. That's right. Hey, 45-year-old quarterback in the league is insane. You know, there's a lot of folks saying that Tom Brady should be getting in trouble for this.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're not done thinking about that. You know what I mean? There's still time for them to take repercussions against him, but we'll see.
I hope not, bro. Like, we can't roll with Bradley Gabbert for
right.
six games or whatever. Hey,
Jimmy G. Jimmy G.
Tom would never let that happen, bro. Is this guy again? Fuck.
Who knows? In other news, very sad to say, Tim Patrick now becomes the third Broncos wide receiver to suffer a torn ACL in recent seasons. He's out for the year.
Oh, Tim Patrick, say it ain't so, buddy.
Bro, I'm so upset.
I know. We've been talking all this hype on Tim Patrick, too. You know, he ain't got the name, but he's got the moves. Tim Patrick.
Right.
That sucks. That really sucks for him.
But it does boost Courtland Sutton, I think. And even Jerry Jeudy, I think, will definitely have some value now that, you know, it's just them. And you know, I'm sure they'll have some other people come in, but no one's going to be the Patrick in our hearts.
Yeah. KJ Hamler also, yeah. I mean, would be the number three now over there?
But he's coming off an ACL. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah, the Broncos have some ACL issues over there. I mean, didn't Sutton tear his too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you though,
I think he's the most removed healed anyway, Sutton is. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I've said this before, but Cooper Kupp tore his ACL and it took him a year or so. But I think that they become better route runners when they lose some of their speed. So, like, you know, silver lining in all this, you know, maybe Tim Patrick comes back and, you know, starts to learn how to be a better route runner. So,
yeah, if they have the determination, you have to have the determination. If not, you just fail and then you're out.
And we know that Cooper Kupp has
clearly
determination. Yeah. Yeah. That's wild, man. Crazy.
Also, Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Brown was arrested and charged with criminal speeding on Wednesday morning. Arizona Department of Safety spokesman Bart Graves confirmed Brown was arrested at 7:05 a.m. in the North Phoenix and booked in Maricopa County Jail. Come on, dude.
It's that last name Brown, bro. He's starting to act like Antonio, his cousin.
Hollywood. It's a bad look, man. It's a bad look.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, he had to be going really fast for him to go to jail for speeding. Like,
especially when you're a professional football player, you know. Like, right. They're not pulling you over for 20 over. They're like, that dude's, if they are, they're giving you a warning. But if you got arrested, it was something serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at what happened to Henry Ruggs, like... You know,
I mean, this is a speeding ticket compared to like that, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to affect on the field, right? I mean, he'll bond out, probably get a slap on the wrist and a fine, and he'll be catching balls from Kyler in October or whatever. Don't you think?
Yeah, obviously, it's just something to talk about. You know what I mean? Anything they can grab a hold of right now in the offseason, they're putting out there. So
No, definitely. And we know the feeling, huh?
You're right.
Man, that sucks.
All right. Last thing for our headline huddle. So Deshaun Watson gets suspended for 6 games, comes out. Everybody's like, cool. We got him after 6 games. He's going to be crazy, do whatever. And then the NFL comes out, says they're going to appeal that decision. They want the whole year.
Ouch. Dude, it's about to get really ugly with all this Deshaun Watson. Uglier, I should say, because it's already been an insane thing going on over there.
Yeah, man. And then the NFLPA already come out and said that they will countersue, you know, if the NFL appeals for a full year. And they even talked about the NFL is appealing his suspension, but also I read that they were talking about revising his contract. I don't know what that means.
Ooh. Yeah, they're looking for a way to get out of that, huh? Well, I know that the NFL's seeking money, actually, in all this, like damages, stuff like that, since he got that big contract. I tell you, I'm staying away from Watson, that's for sure. I mean, I think if he's tied up in court cases and all that. Is he even allowed? Like, if he's in a court case with the NFL, is he even allowed to play in the NFL? I don't think so.
I don't know. But what I do know is this reminds me a lot of the Colin Kaepernick stuff going on that has just caused so much drama in the league that people are turned off from the NFL. And it's bad look. And I understand why the NFL is so upset. I mean, you know, you have a guy who had all these sexual assaults allegations against him and then gets the number one most highest paid contract. You know what I mean? It's a bad look. And and rightfully so, you know, they're coming after him. So,
yeah, I mean, the NFL probably going to make an example out of him. If I'm calling it now. Deshaun doesn't play a snap this year. I mean, that's just my thoughts. Like you said, it's a bad look. It's too much. I think, you know, I believe they were in talks and the NFL actually was going to go 12 games and $8 million in fines. That was their, but the, like, you know, agreement that they had talked about, but Deshaun's people wasn't going for it. And now it's about to get really, really ugly.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for all the Browns fans that have to go through this, man, because the Browns, they just can't stay out of the toilet.
The Browns doing Browns things as per usual. But yeah, it's insane. It's insane. Deshaun, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if he's going to play this year. I'm definitely staying away from him in fantasy. That's, you know, I thought about maybe, you know, grabbing him just to have him sit there. But now after all this, I just don't see it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm definitely not touching Deshaun Watson. I think the only Browns players I'm touching are Chubb and Hunt, just because I think whether Watson's there or not, they're going to kill it. And even more so, I think the ball will be funneled through them if Deshaun's not there.
Absolutely, and you can get Hunt for a steal. He is just dropping in drafts. Like, it's, I don't know.
Insane.
He got hurt last year, and I guess people have, you know, given up on him a little bit, but he's always been solid. He's been touchdown, 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 like as far back as I can remember.
Right.
It's the NFL is wild these days, guys. That is for sure. As you know the drill, don't forget to hit a like on this video so more people can see our pretty faces. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you guys, everything that you do for us. Email the show, fourthandflex@gmail.com. If you got a question, we might read it on air. You know, we're always doing crazy things. But appreciate you guys watching, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
If you'd have cut that out, I think you'd have been good, but I like that.
Yeah, I already did that one. Quit bringing it up.
Quit bringing it up.
've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.